This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 20th of August, 1963. The title of this lecture is The ITSA Line. This tape is 87 minutes long.
How are you today? All right, this is what? 20 August, 8013. Thank you. Well, this is a lecture on the ITSA line. About time. The ITSA line. Why is it called the ITSA line? The auditor says, what's it? And the PC says, ITSA. It is the PC's communication line from PC to auditor. And it isn't necessarily pursuant to the auditor's what's it. It is sometime pursuant to the PC's what's it. PC very often puts in his own what's it. Okay, there are numerous communication lines between the auditor and the PC, and the aggregate of these make up the what you call the auditing cycle. The auditing cycle is made up of several communication lines. The communication line is cause, distance, effect. I call your attention to Dianetics 1955 for the full definition of a communication line. What is a communication? Intention, attention, duplication, at the point of effect, and so forth. All those are quite important and technically accurate. What you're mainly interested in is cause, distance, effect. Cause, distance, effect is a communication line. A communication line is not cause, distance, effect, cause, distance, effect. That's two communication lines. Now, a communication line can be very faint. And one of those that you will find out routinely on an auditor is the attention line. Line one minor. Line one minor, the attention line. And that is just consistently out. But as I say, there are numbers of these, and we're not particularly going into them. That's the first line. That's get the PC's attention. How do you get the PC's attention? To cause the PC to put his attention on the auditor. And that line is the one that is put in. Now, that line itself can be complex and become two lines or three lines. PC sitting there, and he's saying gob, gob, walla, walla, something. And the auditor wants to get his attention on him. See, it has to have attention on the auditor. Now, the auditor can't really give an auditing command or do anything with his command unless he gets his attention line in. Now, that can be done very crudely. You can drop the E-meter. You can cough loudly in the PC's face. Tip over your chair. Get angry. There's, in essence, numbers of ways to get this line in very, very wrong. And the line has to be put in. However, and very often you find a PC fogging around at the beginning of session. And his attention is not on the auditor. It's really not on his case. It's not on anything you're trying to do, and so forth. Well, how do you get it there? Well, one of the ways of getting it there is having an attention line already extant. You then convert it to an ITSA line. Now, this is the whole trick, because there's another attention line. There is attention on what? See? And this looks like another attention line. It's actually one minor. It just isn't putting the attention on the auditor. It's putting attention on something else. And this is a little trick I used to do. It used to baffle everybody in ACCs. They used to get baffled, and everybody would drop his jaw and look at me dully when I would try to get them to do this. And it's been wholly unsuccessful. But by dividing down the auditing cycle into these various communication lines and component parts, I will bravely take another crack at it. It's slippy. I know if I give this to you, it'll become a repetitive command process. Which it isn't. It's slippy, that's all. Is you just very adroitly, without really putting the PC's attention on anything, except what his attention should be on, just flick the PC's attention over to what it should be on. I'll give you an idea. PC is saying, I just can't stand these wild parties. Just can't stand them. Had one last night and just can't stand them and so forth. It's just too much music and everything. And I got an awful present time problem because this girl's boyfriend came over and wanted to pop me in the eye because I was getting too familiar. And it was terrible, and present time problem. And you know you're running the GPM to be sexual, see? This you know about the case. This I'm giving you also is the Itzelite. Hey, we're getting a nice storm tape here too, Peter. we'll cut the storm off of it. And so forth and sell it. They go great in the Middle West. They love storm tapes. Reminds them of home. I had a green tornado one time in Kansas. Never been back since. 25-pound blocks of ice were falling out of a pea soup green sky. And the visibility had dropped down to about 15 feet. Bright green. Never quite recovered. It's impossible. Couldn't have happened. But it did. Now, your PC's attention being all over the confounded place, the auditor sits back and says he's going to put in the it's a line. Now, usually by this, unless he is well-trained and has this data and so forth, this means he's going to sit back and leave the PC's attention totally uncontrolled. The it's a line, when you first start giving it to people, is just never doing anything but listen. And that's because people think it is simply a communication line, and it isn't. But we will go on to this in a moment. Now, therefore, this PC is running on and on and on about this party. This is slippy auditing. I can sit and do this by the hour, and PC never finds out about it, and there's no command process being run and everything else, and tone arm moves like mad, and so forth. It requires a certain estimation of effort, you understand? And I actually, years and years ago, despaired getting anybody to control attention that lightly. This is another effort to do so. See? So you say, he's going on and on, and this guy came over and he almost bought me, but this was a nice-looking girl and so forth, and I had a terrible problem because of my wife, you know, and so on, and here we go, see? Now, the auditor who is not well-informed and who is not well-skilled just sits back and listens to this whole thing. Now, to do anything about it suddenly is to put line one minor in on the auditor. Clank! And boy, the PC ARC breaks, see? Because the sudden shift of attention. So the whole thing is the skill by which you can take line one minor and flick it over onto what you were doing or want to do in the session. The skill with which you can do this. And believe me, this is a skill maneuver. And when you were really skilled at this, you could almost sit down and run a full auditing session, and even a casual observer would think you were simply listening to the PC, which you weren't at all. You were actually directing the PC's attention very closely. The PC was talking exactly about what you wanted that PC to talk about and nothing else. And the PC never realizes that their attention has been grooved on it. Now, that would be the tremendous difference between psychoanalysis listening and Scientology auditing. You see, these things could look quite alike. The psychoanalyst, one, did not really know what to direct anybody's attention to. See? He didn't know the anatomy of the bank. He thought if he could direct somebody's attention to sexual incidents in early childhood, he had it made. Well, now a PC actually follows, in his case, at any given moment, the least charged line. A PC will always follow the least charged line. Get this good, because that's one of those remarks that goes by in the night, and you wonder someday you're sitting there auditing somebody, and you don't know what to do, and so forth. And it's one of those things that if you knew that well, you'd know exactly what to do. He always follows the least charged line with his tone arm action. If you're going to get tone arm action, it is on the least charged aberrative line. Not the least charged thing he could talk about, but the least charged aberrative line. The tone arm action exists on the least charged aberrative line at any given moment in a case progress. Always the least charged aberrative line. Now, I'll give you what I mean by that. Let's take dynamics. You've got 8 dynamics you could audit on the PC. The third dynamic is what the PC is always coming up with. Well, if you kept the PC on the third dynamic, you know you would get tone arm action, because this happens with the PC to be the least charged line. You got it? Now, the other lines do not give tone arm action, and this does not mean they are not charged. It means they are overcharged. There is too much charge on them. Got that? So you're always trying to snake through the minefield on the least popping firecrackers to get your tone arm action. You got that? You want little ones that'll just tingle his feet. You don't want those that'll blow his legs off. You understand? Well, the mind is so regulated and safety valved that it will not release charges which the PC considers over his ability to tolerate. Now, an auditor can actually punch these charges into view. He's got all the materials in his hand. And therefore, he could actually throw the PC into areas which are overcharged areas to be run. The areas are overcharged. The result of an overcharged area is a stuck tone arm. Stuck tone arms have many peculiarities and particularities. You can say that if you want to really get tone arms moving, you have to get the GPMs on a case run. That's the most likely to give you tone arm action, because the most aberrative in terms of time. You can say a lot of things about tone arm action. You say tone arm action sticks because of time. These things are all true. But with regard to charge, what you really want to know with regard to charge is that in the presence of too much charge, the TA ceases to operate. TA action ceases when you have too much charge. That doesn't say that you couldn't bleed it, that you couldn't work your way around it, that there aren't means of getting off the charge anyhow, and all that sort of thing. But when you see a TA ceasing to operate and ceasing to act, then you have entered an area of too much charge, particularly on an extremely high or an extremely low TA. Do you follow that? Too much charge. It's not because there's nothing there to run. It's because there's too cockeyed much there. See that? And if you don't get tone arm action, then the charge that holds the significances and ideas, postulates, cognitions, and that sort of thing in place, just the corny electrical charge, you understand, no other significance connected with it, this thing packed up and held in facsimiles, masses, all of this sort of thing, won't then let the case advance. And you get no case advance in the absence of tone arm action. That's it. I mean, there aren't any ands, ifs, ars, or buts about it. No tone arm action, no case advance. I don't care if you erase the somatic. I don't care if the PC has ceased to have lumbosis. I don't care about any of these things. Because you're not auditing the body. As far as this PC is concerned, no tone arm action, no case advance. Now, can you worsen no tone arm action? Yes, you can bring about no needle action on top of no tone arm action. And if you insist on running a PC without tone arm action, you soon will begin to see it expressed over here in the needle, which will get tighter and tighter and tighter. And after a while, everything locks up. And then if you use real desperate measures, why, you can just freeze the PC into something that'll feel to him like solid rock. The longer you run a case without tone arm action, the more you will freeze the case into no tone arm action. And the more the case is frozen into no tone arm action, the less chance you have of getting charge off by any means. You see this? I mean, you're walking away from the point of resolution. The further you go with no tone arm action, the less likely you are to fortuitously produce some. So it's not just, well, he's running without tone arm action, and brush it off, you see. It's, oh my God, he's running without tone arm action. Hey, no tone arm action. Hey. No tone arm action. Get some tone arm action. You know? It's that type of emotional response, you know? Not, well, he's running without tone arm action, so he isn't getting any better. And so on. Guy being run without tone arm action is somebody you're watching go down the big toboggan. And the longer this goes on, the harder it's going to get tone arm action. Now, the most likely way to get tone arm action on any condition, any case, or anything, is getting in the ITSA line. This has processes connected with it. These processes are designated routine 1C, C for communication. Routine 1C, this is the soft touch process. This is the process that I will be given to Scientology 1 auditors. And after you've studied it and used it a year or two, you'll find out that there's a lot more to know about it. It is at once the clumsiest use. It's the workhorse, you see. You say, well, you've got two processes to make an OT. You've got 3N, you've got R3R. No, you've always got three processes. See, if you've got two like that, then you've always got one more, and that'll always be the ITSA line or 1C. See, this is the workhorse. This is the workhorse. And yeah, somebody in a co-audit, yes, sure, somebody in a doing a book auditing job, yeah, somebody in some student academy, yeah, these people, oh yes, these guys will be able to make progress with this thing. But before he's gone very long in the academy, before he's done very much auditing, he'll all of a sudden begin to believe. He'll do one of two things. Either, well, I just get tired of just sitting there listening to him talk, you know, I just get tired of this. So this ITSA line isn't so good, see. He didn't even know what it was in the first place. See? Or he will all of a sudden begin to realize that there is a certain
deafness required here, or one will just continue to sit and listen and listen, and the PC goes on and talks and talks. Well, look, they talked for 5 years in psychoanalysis without getting any place. We don't know that they had tone arm action, but we sure know they didn't get any place. They did. Pardon me. I'm maligning them, boys. I'm maligning them. They got careful. Right? They did get some place. But look at here. You'll learn, then, that an overcharged case can most easily be bled down by the Itzeline, and you restore tone arm action. So the best way to restore tone arm action to any case that has become overcharged through being run in the wrong departments is getting in the Itzeline. Now that's your base process. You can restore tone arm action no matter how badly the case has been jammed up if you are clever in handling the Itzeline. And when I say Itzeline and when I say clever, yes, they're very definitely joined together. Clever. It is not a process, it's a cleverness. And the biggest trouble you have anything with is, as we'll come back to this, line one, minor. Why put the attention on the auditor when all you got to do is shift it slightly in the PC? This guy is saying, well, and so forth, and we had this big hassle at this party, and my wife bawled me out, and everybody bawled me out, and so forth. And I got this terrible present time problem. I got this awful hangover, and I'm having an awful time in this session. And so on, and so on, and so on. Yeah, under a long series of runs, you could probably take apart this present time problem. But you were running on the PC the goal to be sexual. The PC is having trouble with being sexual, that's for sure. Well, that's where the cleverness is. Was there anything that happened, you know, is what the PC's talking about got anything to do with what you were doing, right? So, of course, the adroit question practically walks up and hits you in the head. The adroit question is, PC takes a long breath and momentarily he isn't going on any further. Just momentarily. See, he actually hasn't run his communication line out terribly, but he's just been floundering. You're getting minimum tone arm action. And you say, did our last session have anything to do with this? Oh. Let's see, what the hell were we doing in the last session? Well, I don't know, just review what we were doing. Well, let's see, so on. So we had the ARC break, and we're doing something or other, and so on. We're running out some kind of irons. There's this backtrack, there's this stairs or something there. Let me see now. I'm getting it now. And so forth. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were running... I really can't get anywhere near this. I'm so worried about my present time problem. But we were running some goal. Oh, yes. Say, what do you know? Yeah, I sure do have a lot of trouble with this thing to be sexual. I sure do. I have a lot of trouble with that. Well, you say, well, what items did we have there right toward the last? Well, I think we arrived at this point on the line plot, and it was Nick's. All right, there we are. You're starting to see your tone arm move and your needle start to twitch. He never knew what happened. Magic, man, magic. It's gently taking line one minor without actually putting it on the auditor and putting it back to the subject of the auditing. And you see, there's no process that you can announce that will do this, because the auditing is tremendously variable
and the PC's worries and concerns are fantastically agglomerate. Now, sometimes the PC has legitimately had a present-time problem and something catastrophic has occurred between sessions. Something like this. This is just using this factor for just a present-time problem. And it's something way off. And the only thing you can do is to keep flicking that attention line. Flick. It's really not a what's it line. Your what's it's already in, you see. And you just keep moving it around till the PC will ventilate the PTP that he's worrying about. Now, the crudest but still acceptable example of this is simply, tell me about it. See, that's crude. See, that's something like we're going to build a house, so we pile up some bricks. That's crude. That's about as adroit as a cow doing the twist. See? But nevertheless, it's functional. You do get some motion. I couldn't forbear to milk that gag. Now, so there's the PC, see? And the PC's can't get his mind on what you're doing because something else has happened. And this something else is real worried. And maybe it's worried down to the level of grief charge or something like this, see? Well, all you can do is move this little attention line around onto things that'll give him itses. And you can cut it down from, well, actually failing to relieve the situation. That's how bad it can be, see? You just didn't really relieve his problem. Or you relieved it somewhat, or you next grade is you spent the session making him feel better about that present-time problem. You were well into the acceptable band, if we got to be. Or we handled it in the first 2 hours of the session, or we handled it in the first hour of the session, or we handled it in the first 15 minutes of the session. And that difference of time has very little to do with the seriousness of the problem. It has everything to do with the cleverness of the auditor. Without putting the attention line on himself, without cutting the itza line, adroitly shifting that little attention line there to this and that. Well, the person says, I don't see why we had to fight half the night after we got home. I told her I just was attracted by blondes and so forth, and she just wouldn't listen, and so forth. And the auditor says, what have you found out about arguments like that with your wife? Well, it's a. Well, that's fine. All right. Now, how do you feel about this problem, though? Oh, the problem's all right. Well, he's still a little bit fluttery. So, well, let's review now what we were doing on something or other. Got the idea? Well, we were doing so-and-so, and, well, you know what we were doing as well as I do. All right. Yeah, probably. But I may not have full records here of this. There might have been something that came up during a session or something like this, or during between sessions. You might have thought of something else. Oh, yes, I did, as a matter of fact. You're away. Got the idea? Actually, it's just about as skilled as building a watch. But because there is no apparent skill there, don't you see, it gets slightly into disrepute. People can watch a session in which this is occurring, and they really never even hear the auditor say anything. See, and the PC never really hears the auditor say anything, because the attention line isn't, all right, now, all right, okay, all right, yeah, I got all that you're talking about. Now, all right, now we're going to give you the next auditing command, the next the next auditing command. You got that now? Got that now. All right, here we are. All right. Do birds suffocate, okay? Got that now. Do birds suffocate? Well, you've re-stimulated some charge. I won't say what recharge you've re-stimulated. See, now that can grade on down from just too much. You see, that can grade on down to... Do suffocating birds have anything to do with this? Were there any birds suffocating in that? See? Well, do you think your processing has bettered this situation? Well, we're really getting feather light, aren't we? PC hardly heard you say it, and neither would anybody else, you see. Well, let's see. Let's go over what we've covered so far in auditing. Well, now, you had a couple of cognitions in the last session there that had something to do with this. Have you had any other cognitions with regard to goals and so forth, these implanted goals? Let's get awful adroit. So. You've actually got something he's already been talking about, and you put it in by the duplication factor. You duplicate what he has been talking about, and you just pull his itza line a little bit further and put it on something. See? I'll give you an idea doing this. He said, well, auditing. I get these awful headaches in auditing and that sort of thing. Well, have you particularly gotten them while we've been running goals? A few sessions later, he's forgotten all about these headaches and so forth. We're having a hard time getting these itza line in. How about these headaches? Are they troubling you much now when we run these goals and that sort of thing? How are these headaches? Sounds merely solicitous. It isn't. It's a lot. So you've taken a dead-ended communication line someplace back down the line, and you've repeated its subject. So therefore, you have made a duplication, so you've created a communication line. It's all very technical. And the person's attention goes back onto this, and he has to make a comparison. He has to say his headaches are better or worse, or there's no change. And while he's doing this, he has to put his attention on GPMs or whatever you're trying to run on it. And you say, well, this last one that we were running in the last session, last one to be nutty, to be crazy in the head or something like that. How are the somatics in the head getting along there? Were they turning on and off and so forth while we've been running that? Oh, well, you shouldn't really remark on this because I had them pretty well off. Well, what item did they go off on? Well, they went off on, I really don't know. Someplace in the first part of it. Had an item in there is idiotably, I think it was idiotably nutty. Yeah, that was the one. Hey, I got that headache again, you know. You say, well, give me Nick's idiotably nutty. Your way. He doesn't know what hit him. It's moving that attention line adroitly, see? Adroit. With the little pinky, the little finger, you know, raised just right on the teacup. Now you'll see an auditor who really hasn't got much feeling for it, no tools and so forth. Well, he's got this teacup with both paws wrapped around it, you see. And you'll see somebody else has poured the tea into the saucer with both paws wrapped around the saucer and inhaling at a very large number of decibels. So that you'll see this in all of its shades of gray, you think, down to outright black. But before you understand anything much about the itza line, you have to understand that there is such a thing as an attention line. Line one minor. And unless you can handle that attention line slightly, adroitly, greatly, smoothly,
You curse yourself sometimes. Even the best of an auditor will say, well, let's get to running this GPM now, or something. Cut your throat. Spend the next 15 minutes getting out of this hole. See, it was just too much in the wrong place. See, and it just smashed everything up, and the PC is busy explaining to you that he is 8,000 light years from that GPM, and his attention wasn't on it, you know. You find yourself making these mistakes. Don't knock yourself in the head and say, well, I'm terrible at this, and run a big make guilty on self because you don't handle this well always. Just those times you have been clever, pat yourself on the back. That's the one to pay attention to. I'm not kidding you, because, well, I gave a session last night, and I dropped three times. Once I dropped a handful of anvils on the floor, shook up the session most interestingly. And another time I put off a whole chain of firecrackers in the middle of the auditing table. And another time practically ran the mains voltage through the cans. But that was three, see? That was three. But there was 2 hours worth, and probably something on the order of 150 that were handled, you know, with such aplomb, man, that nobody ever found out anything about it, and it got the PC out of the woods gorgeously. Mm-hmm. Quantitatively, see? Of course, what you put your attention on, those three that had to be patched up, see? Oh, well, your attention wasn't on it. Well, I'm very sorry. And so on. Have I cut your communication, you know? Sorry. And so forth. Well, what would you have said if I hadn't have interrupted that, see? Good recovery, see, level. And so forth. Nevertheless, if you really were self-critical to a vast degree, you would have been practically kicking your brains out for having pulled any one of these three. PC's going on and saying, well, I think I have blown that last GPM. I think I have blown that. Well, all right, good. Let's check some of its items. Oh, cut your throat, man. Just put the PC's attention on the wrong thing, the wrong place. It's all gone crash. The PC's needle goes dirty. Get the idea? You see, you're split between wanting the PC to think well of you and getting your job done. And these two things are very often they're diapolar phenomena. You try and get your job done sometimes uphill against something, and in the final analysis, it just merely depends on did you get your job done. See, that's what it really depends on in the final analysis. But in the process of getting your job done, you happen to have ARC broke the PC and cut the PC's communication line several times. Well, the difference between a good and bad auditor is not whether the auditor always audits smoothly with never cutting an ITSA line, but whether or not he attains his eventual objective without creating so many ARC breaks that the PC's case has not improved. That's the test. If you go around training people on the basis of you must never cut an ITSA line, you must never create an ARC break, you must never upset the PC, all of these things, you see, is something like laying in a GPM, you know. Oh, the first place is an impossible attainment. Always train them with be as clever and adroit as you can. And you can be a little more adroit than that. He dropped his E-meter in the PC's lap halfway through the session. Poor handling of the attention line. Why? PC's attention went on meter, not on own case. All right. Now, how many dozen ways are there to shift the PC's attention? I don't know. Dozens, thousands. Thousands. I'll give you an idea. You got an alcoholic. You're trying to process this alcoholic, see? Alcoholic's drunk most sessions, and you and I are not supposed to order somebody who's drunk.
All alcoholic do is sit there and say, well, alcoholics not on a steady, you can't cure anybody of alcoholism.
That's all he's going to say, you see. He knows you can't help him. He's saying it's impossible. Right?
And you say, well, the case is unauditable. Yes, the case is unauditable to everybody except those who are surpassingly skilled with the attention line and the itza line. The what's it line is practically missing.
Now, what have you learned about Alcoholics Anonymous?
Oh, something else. Well, I met this fellow on the street, this fella, and so forth, and he gave me this book, see? I read this book, and I threw it in a garbage pail. Couldn't teach me anything, but I learned better after a while. When was that? Well, a few days later, I learned better. See? I had this awful hangover. And I just got fired, and I was being sued for divorce. And I found out they were your friends. That's what I found out, Tim.
You're going to see a tone I'm starting with, man. He has just told you that you can't possibly audit him. He has just told you that you can't possibly help him. So you just polish up the fingernails, audit him, help him. And somewhere up the line, he finds out about it as a major cognition. But all the way up the line, he's improving. Because if you can get tone, arm, motion, and get the guy with the session, see, by flicking that little old attention line right where it lives, parallel what the mind is doing, and it will do everything you want it to. Nothing new. That's the beginning lines, I think, of one of the first book things. But nevertheless, this gives you the anatomy of how that's done. You just find out about what this guy's mind's on, see? And if you can produce tone arm action by having him locate things about it, then he will recover from any obsessive or compulsive tendencies about it or toward it. It's the tone arm motion that takes off the compulsion, not the significance of what he digs up. Given enough tone arm motion on any given subject, and that subject will write itself in the head of the PC. And man, I'm talking from hard-won experience. I'd say if we've learned anything in the last 13 years, man, we've learned that. It isn't the significance alone. It's the tone arm motion that can be obtained in relation to the significance that brings about the recovery. Now, that's the fastest recovery is, of course, the tone arm motion plus the right significance to be run. Now, that's your fastest recovery. But your recovery takes place somewhat and eventually if you just produce tone arm motion. So all you have to do is produce tone arm motion on the case, regardless of what's run, and eventually, at some vast distance, why, this PC is going to recover from these various targets and so forth in the case. He's going to recover from them. That's for sure. But if you out at the right significance and get no tone arm action, the PC will never recover. Those are terribly important data.
This lecture is continued on side 2 of this cassette.